Blog Talk Radio.
Father God, we come on this morning, Father God, with a grateful heart, Father God, in anticipation that even today might be the day that we'll be caught up to meet you in the air. Father God, as we come on this morning, we come confessing every sin of omission and commission. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day that you have blessed us to see. We rise, we shine to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor of Father God. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, and we thank you for it. We say thank you for bringing us through the midnight hours, Father God, squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us and our families and our destiny, the destiny today. Father God, as we stand on your word, as we activate the word of God to decree and to declare, Father God, that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. As we come, we want to pray for all those who don't know you everywhere, Father God, that today will be the day of their awakening. Today will be the day, Father God, that they will open their mouth and open their hearts and confess Jesus Christ and invite him in to live, to rule, and to reign. Thank you for the life, Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Father. Thank you, hallelujah, for the endurance. Thank you, Father God, for the tenacity. Thank you, Father God, for the determination to do the will of God for the glory of God. And we bless you even right now, Father God. Have your way today. And we know that your word will never return into your void, but it's going to always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. So we bless you and we say thank you. Use us today, Father. Hallelujah. For you'll help us not to squander this day, but help this day to be fruitful, Father, every moment, Father God, recognizing you, honoring you, lifting you up. And Father, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power. The kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, to you, and to you. Amen. Thank you. Amen for chiming in. Welcome back. Amen. Maybe it's your first time in our fellowship service here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. And we just want to come and decree and declare this day that this is the day the Lord has made. And we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. Amen. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God's name is great, and God's name is greatly to be praised. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia. Amen. So glad I belong to Jesus. So glad I belong to God. Amen. We pray that you will enjoy the services on today to the extent that you just keep on coming back. Amen. We meet here faithfully. Sometimes we have a little interference on the line, amen, but guess what? We still be pressing on, amen, pressing on anyhow. So we're here 7 days a week, lifting up the name of Jesus, and we've been doing it for 10 years, amen, over 10 years, amen. So we just want to thank God, amen, for the tenacity, amen, to move forward, amen, in spite of. And we bless be the name of the Lord. We want you to know that all our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. Amen. Glory be to God. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Amen. And now visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Lifewordjesus.org. Amen and amen. All right, all right, all right. We had a wonderful, wonderful Bible study on last night. Woo! I'm telling you, I'm just amazed. Look, the word comes to the preacher first. Glory be to God. And I'm telling you, God is doing some new things in our ministry. Amen. It's almost like he has given us a promotion. Well, let me just tell you, like it is from the mouth of a prophet, God has given us a promotion. Amen. And so we just want to thank God for it. We want to thank God for it. Amen. Hallelujah. So we want to serve faithfully on this new level. Amen. So that we can get another promotion. Right? Because promotion doesn't come from the south, the east, or the west, but promotion coming from the Lord. Amen. And so we bless him. All right. Amen. So, amen. We're going to receive our reading today. Amen. Glory be to God from our sister Joanne out of Philadelphia. She's going to come and share one of her creative readings. Afterward, we're going to come back and see what the Lord has to say to us through his word today, because it's something he wants to say. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Sister Thurman, are you there?
Yes, I'm here this morning. I've given honor to God, who is my Lord and my Savior. Thank God for the blessing. And as you said, Pastor, every round goes higher and higher. So we give God glory for that. Today, I picked two poems out of a series that I'm doing. It's called Broken, because that's what's been on my mind lately. And the series is sort of like included in our Black History Month. The two poems that I decided to read today was called The Disrespect of Black Mamas in Crisis. And the second one is I Want Your Love Now, The Absent Father. Black Mamas in Crisis, The Disrespect of. Shame on you, black men. Don't you know what you have got? You've been stripped down through the ages and through the trials you have forgot. That your women are your queens, each and every one. We carried and we've borne you, and you are our beautiful sons. Shame on you for letting us go through such hard, hard times. When we need you oh so desperately, we search and try to find. But where are you? You turned your back. You see us go without and lack. You see our tears, hope shattered dreams. Our backs are bent, no self-esteem. No man, no help, no tender care. Used and abused down through the years. Shame on you for letting it go on for so long. Where's the love, respect, and help? We need a heartfelt song. From you, we know that you are not really weak. The family wants you. You're what's missing. The masculinity in you to teach. You are our armor bearers and our heavy load sharers. You're our lovers and our friends. Stick with us to the end. Don't shame us with no more neglect. Give us our due respect. We love our black men. The second one, I want your love now, the absent father. I'm hurt, and I'm wondering why you don't give me love. You've closed the door of your feelings. Now you're safe from the pain and the yearning for a love that was your inheritance, stolen in an act of selfishness, lavished on others, unworthy of your ransom, pushed away, a memory, a thought of days gone by, no time or place to fit you in, to hold you up, to wipe away your tears, to train you, and to nourish my theft to you is unnatural, a void, an endless pit. Now I seek and want your love to fill the need of the emptiness I've been running from, that I neglected all these years, that I've freely given to everyone but you, my greatest achievement. I taste your bitter sting. I feel your coldest touch. I don't understand you. How could you be like this? But I haven't tried to earn your love, to gain your trust. I'm never there. Two strangers in an internal plight, an unfortunate situation, lost searching here and there and everywhere. Could we ever meet again in a place where love can forgive and start anew? I want your love now. I'm old, but do you want my love too? Peace and grace. Amen.
Amen. Grace and peace be multiplied. Thank you for sharing those beautiful creations today. Amen. The disrespect of black mamas in crisis. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Amen. And indeed, we do love our black men. Amen. And the second one, I want your love now, the absent father. Amen. So we want to thank God for the creativity in you, sister. Amen. May you continue to blossom, continue to write, to encourage the world, not just the body of Christ. Amen. But the world. Amen. And so we thank God for you and thank you for sharing. Amen. God bless you and have a most awesome, glorious day in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
All right. That was our minister, Joanne Thurman, out of Philadelphia. If you're just listening or not new to our ministry, amen. Glory be to God. And she is, matter of fact, she has already completed her book. Amen. She's just going through some little last minute details, and then everybody will be able to get a copy of some of these precious creations. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, all right, all right. Glory be to God. Amen. Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart is acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. Okay, yesterday, glory be to God, we taught on leadership. And matter of fact, last night, too, the Holy Spirit gave it a different spin on last night in our Bible study. So we want to thank God for that. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, amen. And what the Lord has to say about leadership and what his will is. Amen. And leadership is ordained by God. in every avenue, venue, glory be to God, amen. Leadership is ordained by God. And this is the way God made it. Why? Because he's the ultimate leader. Amen. Glory be to God. He wants to lead us. Amen. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons and the daughters of God. Amen. Glory be to God. So, beloved, so but since this is ordained by God, then we want to respect leadership. Amen. We want to get our feet off the seat of leadership. So often, amen, we got to have our feet on it, and we have to be careful that your foot don't get cut off, amen, glory be to God. So we want to continue here, beloved, and we want to begin, I want to begin in the book of 1 Samuel. What I want to show you today is I want to show you, amen, an individual who had enough sense not to put his feet on the seat of leadership. And then I want to show you somebody in the scriptures who did not have enough sense, see, and suffered for it. Amen. One was rewarded for it, and the other one suffered for it. Amen. So let us look in 1 Samuel chapter 24. We want to look at verse number 4 through 6. 1 Samuel chapter 24, and it reads like this. And the men of David said unto him, behold, the day of which the Lord said unto thee, behold, I will deliver thine enemy into thine hand, that thou may do to him as it shall seem good unto you. Then David arose and cut off the skirt of Saul's robe privately. And it came to pass afterward that David's heart smote him because he had cut off Saul's skirt. And he said unto his men, the Lord forbid that I should do this thing unto my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch forth my hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord. Wow. Beloved, amen. In your Bible study time today, I encourage you to read the whole book of 1 Samuel, the 24th chapter. 1 Samuel 24, beloved. Amen. And when we read in this particular chapter, it tells us the story of how David had an opportunity to destroy Saul. I mean, Saul had fell right in his hands. Most of us would have been praising the Lord. Yeah, my enemy fell straight in my hands. I got him now. Saul fell straight into David's hand. David had an opportunity to destroy Saul, see, who was at this time the king. Saul was still the king. But David knew, see, he knew that Saul was out to destroy him. He knew that Saul was out after him. He had a death warrant out on him, and he was looking for him because Saul was going to kill him. Yet, in spite of that, beloved, David had much respect for leadership that he passed up the tempting opportunity to destroy Saul and spare his life. I'm sure he was tempted, but he gave it up. Why? Because of his respect for leadership. He recognized the fact that Saul, however bad he had gotten, and he was pretty bad right about now, he was still anointed by God to be the king. Therefore, David would respect him no matter what. David knew that God was the avenger. Vengeance belongeth to me, saith the Lord. I will repay. David knew that. David said, I ain't got to get you back. I don't have to do an eye for an eye, tit for a tit, and tat for a tat. He said, because God got me. See, and David knew that. God, I'm going to do what the Lord requires me to do. I'm going to love my enemies. I'm going to do good to my enemies, because guess what? God got my enemies. Because in Exodus chapter 15 and 3, it tells us that God will be a friend to our friends and an enemy to our enemies. See? So David knew that God was the avenger. And so therefore, beloved, David dared not to put his feet on the seat. On the seat of Saul's leadership. He said, I ain't touching it. Beloved, let me say this. There may be poor leaders in our lives. We have some leaders who demonstrate the lack of wisdom. And even some are very obnoxious in every way, in every way. We might consider them to be poor leaders. But, beloved, we are still saddled with the responsibility of obedience to God by honoring them. Then, beloved, when we read on in 1 Samuel 26, it tells us that David had yet another opportunity to slay Saul. Not just one, it was two. Now, you know, most of us were saying, all right, in the mouth, all right, the Lord has spoken once, spoken twice. This is my confirmation right here. Cut his head off. I got him now. I know this is the will of God because it happened twice. But what did David do when David had this second opportunity to take Saul out? David said, beloved, in chapter 26, he said, don't destroy him. Who can lay a hand on the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? As surely as the Lord lives, he said, the Lord himself will strike him. But the Lord forbid that I should lay a hand on the Lord's anointed. Oh, boy, we see why David was the king for so long. Over 40 years, David had a lot of wisdom. David had a lot of wisdom. Beloved, you must continually respect the seat of leadership. There may be occasions in your life, beloved, where you actually know more about a matter than your superior. You may be more knowledgeable. You may be more experienced. See? But your best bet would be to address the matter in a respectable way. Not looking to shame your leader, not looking to belittle them, but merely to enlighten them appropriately. Scripture even tells us, rebuke not an elder. Beloved, it is always in the best of everyone's interest to create a win-win situation than to destroy a leader. Than to destroy a leader-subordinate relationship. Beloved, we have to remember the law of reciprocity in Galatians 6 and 7. The law of reciprocity, beloved. See, because you're going to reap what you sow. Be not deceived. See, and beloved, it will place you in a position as you live on to reap what you sow. So we have to spare yourself the embarrassment, beloved, by honoring and respecting your not knowing it all leader. I didn't say your know it all leader. I said your not knowing it all leader. Especially, beloved, just in case a similar circumstance creeps up in your life with someone that you will be presiding over in the future. Because you reap what you sow. Abandon your desire to walk all over your pastor. Abandon your desire to walk all over your leaders. Beloved, take your feet off the seats. Take your feet off the seat, beloved. You may not personally like the person that's the head of your team. Maybe somebody at work, one of your superiors, you might not like them. Maybe the chemistry is not right. See, whatever. But beloved, you are required to honor and respect the seat that they occupy. Here we see in the scriptures where David was chased by his leader, who became quite jealous of him. Now, that's an odd situation. Now, I'm sure it's happening all the time. Matter of fact, David had to run for his life. But he feared God enough to restrain himself from bringing harm to Saul, because Saul was the leader. Even though Saul sought to end David's life, David did not seek to end Saul's life. David still honored Saul in the midst of being threatened. In the midst of being in the execution lineup, even when the opportunity was presented to him, he confined himself to the will of God. Beloved, we have to confine ourselves to the will of God for the glory of God. Now, it has been said by many people that respect has to be earned. But, beloved, I rise to differ with that, because God requires us to honor and respect those who have rule over us, and it is not contingent upon their behavior, good or bad. We have to respect the seat. We have to respect the seat. Glory be to God. So David had a little sense. Now let's look at someone who didn't. In the book of Numbers, chapter number 12, just want to read a couple verses here of someone who had to learn the hard way. Numbers chapter number 12, I'm going to read a couple little verses beginning at verse number 1. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, "Hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us?" And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and Aaron and Miriam, "Come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation." And they came out. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, "Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And in the solemnitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my Moses' servant?" And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Aaron said to Moses, "Alas, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us wherein we have done foolishly and wherein we have sinned. Let her not be as one dead of whom the flesh is half consumed when he cometh out of his mother's womb." And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, "Heal her now, O Lord, I beseech thee." And the Lord said unto Moses, "If her father had but spit in her mouth, should she not be ashamed? 7 days let her be shut out from the camp, 7 days. And after that, let her be received in again." And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again. Woo, Jesus have mercy. Beloved, we see in this portion of scripture, amen, glory be to God, Miriam and Aaron put their mouth on Jesus. or not on Jesus, on Moses, Moses' leader, because they were upset because Moses had married a black woman. Moses married a black woman, beloved. And Miriam, if you notice when you read this scripture, she had the most severe punishment. Miriam was Moses' sister. She had the most severe punishment. You want to know why? Because she was the leader. We talking about leadership? But she was the leader of the complaint. She was the instigator. She was the one that headed the rebellion. That's why she had the most severe punishment. Aaron sinned by going along with her. You know, sometimes we just go along with people. Yeah, he was punished too, but not as most severe as Aaron, as Miriam. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, we see here that Satan was attempting to use this complaint that they put up against Moses, God's leader. See, they was using this to diminish Moses in the eyes of the people. Oh, yeah. See, we got to look at the spirit behind all the controversy. They was looking to diminish Moses in the eyes of the people. And the devil used Moses' closest relative. Ooh, God. All right. I ain't got time. Huh? Even Jesus himself, his own brothers, James and them, they didn't even believe that Jesus was Jesus until after the resurrection. Ah. All right. A prophet is without honor in his own house. Okay. All right. All right. All right. Now, this is what I want you to see here, saints. Very, very interesting. And this is where we spent some time last night in our Bible study. You might want to go back and listen to that. Look at verse number 2 here. Numbers chapter number 12. Okay, verse 2. Look at verse 2. And they said, hath the Lord indeed spoken only to Moses? Have he not also spoken to us? Watch out. Well, you know, God is speaking to me too. You know what I mean? Was she the only one that God can hear from? Were they the only one? Well, I hear from God too. Be careful, beloved. Be careful. Be careful. Because what was happening here, beloved, they was claiming that the Lord told them to do what they were doing. We talked about that last night in our Bible study. Miriam and Aaron was claiming that God was telling them to get up in Moses' face, to challenge Moses. Glory be to God. But let me tell you something. It's bad enough to do wrong, but it's worse yet when we pull God into our wrong, attempting to make him the author of such. Yeah, God is leading me. God ain't leading you nowhere, baby. There's a way that seemeth right, but you ain't right. Baby, you got your feet all up in the seat. And, beloved, let me tell you something. God got so angry. God got so angry. Look at verse number 4. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and Miriam. Suddenly. That suddenly, beloved, was something that was unexpected and something that was unusual. The wrath of God, beloved, God don't give us too much warning sometimes, beloved, because we're going to reap what we sow, and vengeance belongs to God. If you see it coming, sometimes you can run, but sometimes God in his wrath will move suddenly, and you don't see it till it hit. You ain't seen nothing till it hit. It was unexpected. Glory be to God. Huh? And what did God say in verse number 7? He said, my servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all of my house. See, Miriam and Moses were saying that Moses wasn't faithful. But the Lord said the opposite. Why? Because God looked at the heart. God looks at the heart of an individual, and we're looking at everything else. Beloved, we had better be certain that what we say is exactly what the Lord has said. We better be very certain, beloved, amen, before we start putting our mouth on other people, and especially God's leadership, you better be sure and very sure you know what you're talking about. Because Aaron and Miriam thought they was, and God said that ain't true. God was calling them a liar. Because he saw things completely opposite. Beloved, let me tell you something. It's one thing to have man angry at us. That's one thing. But it's something else altogether to have the Lord angry with you. Oh, oh, Lord have mercy. And so here, the Lord had to judge this cruel criticism. Why? Because Miriam had her feet on the seat of God's leader. What did God do? God struck her with leprosy. That incurable disease. Long story short, thank God for leaders. I'm going to tell you, a good leader. A good leader going to come back and pray for you. Oh, God, that's why you got to walk in love. They going to come back and pray for you. Come here, let me lay hands. All right, Lord, amen. Call for the elders of the church, anointed with oil. If they have sinned, their sins will be forgiven. Moses, because he was an intercessor, interceding for Miriam and Aaron. The Lord said, okay. But it said 7 days. Say, no, she's not getting connected right away. Oh, my God. Not right away. There's a cleansing period. There's a separation period. There's something to be learned here. Glory be to God. No, she set aside, amen, let it seep on the inside. She got to get the message. If you bring her back too quick, glory be to God, and put her right back where she left off, she ain't going to learn, because she's going to think that she can do it whenever she want to do it, and it's okay. Glory be to God. My God said it ain't okay. It ain't okay. Oh, my God. 7 days. Seven days, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. We have to take our feet off the seat. And this here is a lesson for all of us to learn. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We must honor leadership, honor leadership. Matter of fact, I didn't pull the scripture out this morning. Maybe I'll pull it out when we come back to this teaching. Amen. In the New Testament, it talks about regardless if the leader is a good leader or a bad leader, a joyful leader or a wicked leader, we still have to be obedient to them and honor them. I want to show you something else in a minute. Honor. When we look at the word honor, what are we talking about? We're talking about love. We're talking about respect. We're talking about appreciation. We're talking about recognition, see, of the importance of value. Why? Because you are a gift from God. To think highly of that person. Baby, beloved, it's something that everyone can do. Matter of fact, what's the first commandment with promise? Honor thy mother and thy father, that thy days might be long upon the earth. Is that one of the reasons why we are burying our this generation so young? Honor thy mother and thy father. When it speaks about the wife honoring her husband, the husband honoring the wife, the Lord is calling, beloved, amen, for us, amen. Let me show you this. My time is running short. I want to show you this in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 17. Hebrews 13 and 17 reads like this. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Now, we won't have to spend a whole lesson on this one scripture right here, but this is what I'm going to sum it up in 2 minutes and say this, beloved. When the scripture tells us, amen, to submit ourselves, glory be to God, it's telling us to submit ourselves to the gospel that your preacher preaches. Submit yourself to the word that she preaches. Submit yourself to the word that he preaches. Submit yourself to that word. Honor the word, beloved. Glory be to God. Why? Because God, amen, rewards beloved obedience. Beloved, we have to return back to the spirit of honor. Your leader is just not one of the girls or one of the boys. Nah. They might be humble, easy to talk to, but they not one of the girls. They not one of the boys. No, that's your leader. That's your leader. And you notice in a lot of situations, especially in corporate America, where, you know, the president of the company, the leader, they might just come breeze through the party. They might just come breeze through, but they don't stay. They can't. Because what's going to happen is you're going to start treating them, amen, like one of the boys or one of the girls. So they'll breeze through, give everybody their recognition, thank everybody for a job well done, and they're going on. Glory be to God, beloved. And they get more honor than the people that we see every day. Glory be to God. Really, we're supposed to be honoring one another, but our subject on this series here is leadership, because we're missing it. We're missing it, beloved. And we're going to come back and spend some time on Hebrews 13 and 17, because I want you to really see what the scripture is saying, but I don't have time to go into it today. Your leader is your covering, and your spiritual leader is your covering. If you do not have a spiritual leader, you do not have a covering. Beloved, now I want to say this, because I want some of you, amen, just to be very, very, very careful, amen, glory be to God. Now, ministries like this, be careful that you are not associated to ministries such as this one to avoid, amen, being submissive to somebody and subject to somebody. So you try to hide under a banner, something like this. Well, I ain't got no leader. Oh, you ain't got no leader? Well, you ain't got no covering. Oh, that's a subject all by itself. That's why a lot of our black families is in trouble, such as a minister Thurman shared with us today in her reading, the disrespect of black mamas in crisis, because the household has no covering. The woman has no covering. Thank God this ministry right here, especially me, we being a female, oh, baby, we covered. We stacked up by 4 or 5 layers, because you got to have a covering. Beloved, if you are not submitting, amen, to leadership somewhere, glory be to God, you don't have a covering. See? And so the submission to that leadership is wherever you pay your tithes, wherever you pay your offerings, glory be to God, your money. But your money is not good enough, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. Because not only must you pledge your finances, you must pledge your allegiance. You have to pledge your allegiance to that leadership, right? Because that's your covering. I don't have none. Well, baby, you in bad shape right about now. You in bad shape. Be in bad shape. And we're going to get into that. Maybe I'll touch on spiritual warfare. I'll see how the Lord is leading me. If you do not have a spiritual covering, you in bad shape. Just take my word for it, and I'll come back with some scriptures to show you how vulnerable you are. because you do not want to submit to a leadership because you're in a state of rebellion. So you just want to run from here to there, from ministry to ministry, from church to church, from person to person, whoever got the good word over here, over there, over there. Baby, so if you take a plant and you move that tender plant from pot to pot to pot to pot, what's going to happen with that plant? Y'all know. And you don't even have a green thumb. You already know the plant going to die. You already know the plant's going to die. So, beloved, amen, glory be to God. The Holy Spirit is our leader. Amen. As we taught last night in our Bible study, the Holy Spirit is our leader. Amen. Glory be to God. As if we are the sons and the daughters of God, we are going to follow the leader, and which is God, and he is going to lead us, guide us, and direct us because we acknowledge him in all of our ways, and God is going to show us what to do and what not to do. Beloved, don't be like Miriam. Get away from them instigate. I have repented because there's one certain person that I would allow to come into my arena and they would start talking about God's leader and I would just piggyback on it. Yeah, ain't that right? Yeah. I was just responsible, but when leprosy came down, I wasn't free and clear. I had to get a touch of that too because I allowed them to instigate it. Misery loves company. And worse yet, beloved, for the person who instigates the ringleader. The ringleader. That's why, because some people say, well, why Aaron didn't get struck like Marion? Because Marion was the ringleader. Beloved, don't be like Marion. And if you have, beloved, just confess your sins today. So God can bring you back in the camp. Ah, my God, Jesus. Woo! I just heard the Holy Ghost say something. So God can bring you back in the camp and clear you of your leprosy and restore you into right standing. Let us be like David. Say, I'm going to let God handle my business for me. I'm going to let God handle my business for me. You don't move around from job to job till you find a manager that you can work with. No, some of y'all know right now you got jobs and had jobs where your managers were just really rude, ignorant. You didn't quit that job. You went right on to work and let God handle it. You can't move from church to church, ministry to ministry, just because your leader came down with something you don't like. You'll never be stable. And you'll never obtain the office of a leadership. And then once you get in leadership, what's going to happen when you say something that the people under you don't like since you reap what you sow? Beloved, let us line up. And as we continue this, amen, as the Lord lead us and guide us, you're going to see how God just opens up the windows of blessings. Because you submitted and you honored leadership, beloved. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Take your feet off the seat and let God work it out. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. We give your name praise, glory, and all the honor. God, we want to confess right now because we was wondering why we was looking all strange. We didn't realize we had spiritual leprosy. We knew something was wrong. We just couldn't call it. We was wondering why we was on the outside of the camp, Father God. We was starting to get an attitude. We ain't know, Father God. We just couldn't call it. And that's because we have put our feet on the seat, Father. We have come against your leadership for whatever the reason would be, Father God. Probably try to disgrace them, Father, consciously or subconsciously, unconsciously, whatever, Father God. We was wrong, and we asked that you would forgive us. Forgive us, Father, right now with open hearts. We ask for your forgiveness, and we thank you, Father. And, Father, help us to be faithful. Help us to submit to the process. Help us to yield. Father God, help us to submit to the word that our leader preaches. Father God, we might not even like our leader that much, but we got to like the word. We got to submit to the word, Father God. And if we submit to the word, we're going to submit to the leader. Because it goes hand in hand. And we say thank you and we bless you, Father, in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. All right, that's it for today. Amen. With Lord's willing, we'll be back again tomorrow. Now, it's in form of announcements today. All right, altar prayer, 12 noon and then back at 9 o'clock. Amen. And then tomorrow night, Friday night, is our Friday night prayer. Amen. At 10 p.m., 10 p.m., amen, on Friday night. Amen. So we're going to have prayer. We're not quite sure how it's going to flow. Amen. We never know how it's going to flow. Amen. But if the Lord spare our lives and we have a way to call in, and we're going to be there. Amen. So that's all we're going to say on that. All right. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. I think that's our announcements for the day. I think it's something else I'm supposed to be saying. I'll share it with you tomorrow, Lord's willing. Amen. And to God be praise, honor, and glory. We want to thank our minister Thurman again, amen, for those two awesome readings. Amen. And we just want to honor the word of God that will not return unto him void, but will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. All right, I'm finished. I'm finished. Amen. Glory be to God. I've said what the Lord would have me to say. Amen. And we just have to do the will of God and leave the consequences to him. Amen. Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for the word of God coming forth. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hide your word in our hearts that we might not sin against you. As we go out today, Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, we ask that you would cancel every spirit of accident, incident, calamity, and premature death. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it will not come to pass. Anoint the prayer warriors as they come, Father God, standing in the gap, interceding for your people on today. And we bless you even right now. Thank you for leadership. God, we thank you for leadership. God, we don't even realize the weight that is on that individual, Father God. We demand so much of them, but we don't even stop, Father God, to really take a look, Father God, of everything that they're processing and balancing all at the same time to make sure that they are in alignment with your will. Father God, we pray for leadership everywhere, everywhere, Father. In the pulpit, Father God, in the courthouse, in the law house, in the schoolhouse, Father God, we pray for leadership, Father God, in our house, leadership everywhere. We pray for them, Father, and give all the leaders a will, Father God, just to know you and to draw closer to you, Father, and do things your way, to do things your way, Father, in Jesus' name. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, and we seal this prayer and this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at Jesus' feet to decree and declare it cannot and it will not be broken. Not unto him was able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the church did say, amen, 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 and amen. If you're a first-time visitor, please, amen, we want to hear from you. We received an email couple of days ago. It gives our heart much pleasure to hear from you. Our email address is lifewordjesus@gmail.com. If you visit our website, you'll have all the information there that you need to know to contact us. Amen. Lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Amen and amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to serve you on today. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen. Bless the Lord, saints. Amen. Let us return back to the spirit of honor. Amen. And the Lord will be pleased. Amen. Pastor Bradford signing out. I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Have a blessed day. Signing out.